WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, dopamine hackers. Welcome back to another episode of your favorite show where we ditch the skull, reclaim our brains, and level up our lives. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for self-care and relaxation. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like there's just no time to breathe, let alone actually unwind and recharge. You know the feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, emails are piling up faster than leaves in autumn, and the constant buzz of notifications has your brain wired like a Christmas tree. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Prioritizing self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's not just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about intentionally carving out time and space for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. And trust me, when you invest in yourself, you reap the rewards tenfold. So, how do we actually create this magical sanctuary of self-care amidst the chaos? Well, I've got 5 key takeaways to help you hack your way to a calmer, happier you. 1. Designate a self-care zone. Think of it like your personal oasis in the desert of daily life. This doesn't have to be a fancy spa retreat, although wouldn't that be amazing? It can be a corner of your bedroom, a cozy nook on your porch, or even just a quiet spot in your backyard where you can escape the hustle and bustle. Decorate it with things that make you feel calm and happy: candles, plants, calming colors, maybe even a comfy blanket for it if that's your jam. 2. Tech time out. We live in a world glued to screens, but constant connectivity can drain our energy and disrupt our sleep. Set boundaries. Schedule specific times for checking emails and social media, and outside of those times, put your devices on Do Not Disturb. Think of it like taking a digital detox. You'll be amazed at how much more present and peaceful you feel. 3. Mindful movement. Don't underestimate the power of getting your body moving. Exercise releases endorphins, reduces stress, and improves sleep. It doesn't have to be anything intense or work in nature. Some yoga stretches, or even dancing around your living room to your favorite tunes can do wonders for your mental and physical well-being. 4. Sensory indulgence. Treat yourself to experiences that engage your senses. Light a scented candle, listen to soothing music, take a warm bath with essential oils, or savor a delicious meal. Engage all your senses to create a truly immersive and relaxing experience. 5. Unplug and recharge. Remember those vacation days? Time to use them. Plan getaways, even if it's just a weekend trip to the nearby mountains or a camping adventure in your backyard. Disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself, nature, and loved ones. Okay, let's talk about this real-world scenario. Imagine you're coming home after a long day at work, feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Your inbox is overflowing, your to-do list is miles long, and all you want to do is collapse on the couch and scroll through social media for hours. But wait. Remember our self-care zone? Head straight there, light that calming candle you've been hoarding, put on some chill music, maybe even slip into those comfy pajamas you reserve just for relaxation. Breathe deeply, sip a cup of herbal tea, and just be present in that space for at least 15 minutes before tackling anything else. I promise this little ritual will make a world of difference. You'll feel calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle whatever comes next with renewed energy and focus. So, remember, creating a safe space for self-care isn't just about indulging in some pampering. It's about prioritizing your well-being, protecting your energy, and making time for activities that truly nourish you. It's an investment in yourself, and trust me, you are worth it. Now go out there and hack those stress levels with a dose of self-love. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder to prioritize their well-being, and let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care rituals are. Until next time, keep hacking and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.